This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate so much the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with me. No, seriously, I know you can be doing a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, I know the show airs on many stations at many times during the day, but again, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and being involved in the conversation. That's the other thing. You know, be involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved with smarter people than I are up on the chat room. I guarantee. Remember the guy you say, I guarantee. Well, that's me. Okay, I'm telling you, I guarantee it that you'll have a great time up on the chat room. Because if you can't stand me, you should be able to stand them. Again, they're smarter than I am. All right. David Beagle's going to join me after the first break here. And we're going to talk about, you know, the jobs report, the numbers. The real ones, not the bogus ones. Yeah, the real one. Because it's the real side. I don't do bogus ones on the real side. So we're going to talk a little bit about those. And I've about had it with the, you know, it's just amazing how much this, the media is talking so much about what Trump's doing and other people are doing and everything, and nothing, not a word. You know, they're salivating over themselves that the FBI is now, whether or not the Russians really are trying to get involved in our politics. Now, the thing I love about that, or the perfect thing about that, I should say, is, where were they when we were getting involved in Israeli politics? Taxpayer money went there. No, they can't be bothered. Right? Not to mention with Brexit, we were involved in that too. There was taxpayer money that went there as well. Nah, I can't be bothered with that either. With all the things that have gone down with Hillary, the feds, you know, the more and more you find out, the feds really didn't. If the NSA had Hillary's emails, are you telling me in all these years there wasn't one conversation, one question, one ask as to, hey, yo, you got anything from Hillary over there? I would have picked up, yo, Frankie, yeah, check the hard drive, see if there's anything over there that got her name on it. You know, and the reason I say it like that is you could ask the boys, I'm sure they would have come up with something of hers too, you know what I mean? They would have found it. Hey, we can get another one to the list. Now, look, some of these I don't verify because they're just, it does happen so much over and over and over again. Another prominent Clinton researcher has been found dead. and the hits just keep on coming, you know what I'm saying? God, and then I'm not laughing because somebody died. That's not what I'm laughing about. I am laughing that it's kind of like the Clintons could pull out a gun and they could shoot you in the chest, the two of them pulling the trigger exactly at the same time right in front of three cops. And they didn't do it. Yeah, no, it wasn't them. Somebody looked like them. So an American Free Press reporter, investigative reporter, prominent Clinton researcher, and prolific author, Victor Thorne, was found dead, the apparent victim of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the back of the head with 47 stab wounds to the back of the spine. I don't know. Just the one, one gunshot wound. Probably over the left ear again. Yeah, seems to be a... Seems to be one of those things. Anyway, the American Free Press contacted State College in police department this morning for any news on the suicide of Victor Thorne, whose birth name was Scott Robert Makufka. Now, AFP asked the policeman who answered the phone if the department could provide any updates. There was something that occurred on Monday morning, but I don't know if we've released any identities or any details at this time, said the officer. AFP asked if he knew when the release might happen. The officer said, oh, I don't know. I don't know what the status of the investigation is. I've not seen the detective that's in charge of that today yet. They'll release it as soon as they can. I don't know what the holdup is or what the details are. Okay, the releases usually get picked up pretty quickly by Central Daily Times and the statecollege.com and some of the other media outlets. Prolific author, America's Free Press writer, and seasoned Clinton researcher Victor Thorne, you know, according to the news heading, was found dead at the top of a mountain near his home, the apparent victim of a gunshot. Boy, he must have been really sad, climb the top of the mountain and blow his brains out, right? Families and friends, close friends, contend Thorne took his own life on his birthday. Thorne would have been 54. Well, that is a celebration. At the peak of his writing career, the author of some 20 books and 30 chap books, whatever those are, Thorne had reported for this newspaper for over a decade, writing thousands of articles on the myriad subjects from conspiracy to health-related topics, best known for his investigate research on the Clintons. Thorne wrote the Clinton Trilogy, three definitive works that delved into the history of the power couple, including their sordid scandals, Bill Clinton's sexual assaults of multiple women, and the drug running out of Mena, Arkansas. Now, I don't know. Some of you need to read that. Do some research on that on your own, okay? There was a drug running group out of Mena, Arkansas, and there's a lot of conversation around the fact long before the right wing got a hold of it, but there was a lot of scandals and conversation around the fact that Billy Boy was kind of covering for them, was allowing it to happen. Right? Anyway, I'm irritated because if this was a Republican, they would be all over this. Whether they found a smoking gun or not, they would be implying these things, were they not? You know, this guy was digging and digging and digging on a constant, constantly on the Clintons. He must have uncovered something. All those books, nobody said that he was suffering from anything at that time. I don't know. Well, hopefully David Beagle will join me after the break. We're going to talk about the labor numbers, what's going on with unemployment, and what kind of other garbage we're being fed by this group. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Tell you, Joe.
Oh, we're going in. Hold on. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. I want you to know the my saint producer, Tammy, is with me this evening. Inside joke. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. And the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests on the show, I have him on. He's down to earth, easy to understand, doesn't talk over my head, which really helps me out a lot. And he's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on in employment and government as a whole. David Bigo, who I refer to as my SEIU slayer, author, and just a great guy, a speaker as well. He's written a book called Devil. He actually has written two books, but his latest book, Devil at Our Doorstep, it really just kind of chronicles his fight with the SEIU and, I guess the thugs there, how you beat the thugs over there. Anyway, David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate you having me on and helping me wake up America to what's going on.
God, I think we're just poking at them. I'm not so sure we're... But so people get it. Listen, David, during the break, called my wife a saint. She must be a saint, right? Okay, now I get that. It took me a second to figure it out. But here's the funny part about it. 2 weeks ago, we're at the chiropractor, and he walks out after dealing with me and says to my wife, "My God, you must be a saint." I get a complex here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Just so your audience knows, I told him, you know, smart people understand these things, so the chiropractor must be smart, too.
Oh, God. So let's just, first of all, let's see what's been going down the last couple of days with our buddy Mr. Trump. I mean, I'm heartsick because I don't think he is that guy in the way in which he is speaking. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I've been trying to get in front of him, Joe. In fact, I just got an email a few minutes ago from one of the people that's on his campaign committee here in Indiana. And she's been introduced to me by another Republican here in Indiana. And her thing was perfect. Thank you, Connie. Nice to meet you, Dave. We need to talk. And because, you know, my message to Connie is that I need to get in front of Trump and talk to him because he needs to understand that all these things he's doing and the way he's, you know, talking off the cuff and using crass language and all that kind of stuff, it's exactly what the Democrats and the unions want, because this is what they use to attack you with. It's like giving them ammunition. And, you know, I've been through this, Joe. I didn't wake up to it until they attacked me, and I realized I had to be professional, and I had to go stay with the facts, and I had to go over what my programs were and what we were going to do and how we did things and expose their lies. And that's what Trump needs to do.
I agree with that. I think he needs to, you know, look at, if he would just calmly, and he's using the same stuff over and over again, I think here's the problem. Like in business, when you find a formula that works, you stay with it, right? I mean, it works. It's successful. It's a tried and true, if you would. This is politics. It doesn't work that same way. He may have beaten 16 of those guys with this kind of conversation, but now it's a whole different audience he's speaking to. And I'm not saying he needs to back off his principles. I'm simply saying he needs to make the delivery different. You think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a whole new ball game. And, you know, he has to be professional about it. And that's one of the ways I beat the SEIU is by going out and addressing them and debating them in a professional manner. You know, I didn't call them names or anything like that. But, you know, I called them out on stuff. It's like, I don't know if I told you this, it's in my book, but, you know, they used clergy people against me. And the clergy people wanted to meet me and debate me. And I was there, and my daughter is with me. And the first guy that started off, the first thing he says is, "We want you to sign a neutrality agreement." And that's the agreement that would have taken my employees' rights to an election process away and gone to card check. And I just looked at him and I said, "Reverend, please tell me something. Have you ever read a neutrality agreement?" And the whole room got quiet. And he looked at me and he goes, "No." And he just bowed his head. And these are the
ones,
you know. Yeah, and these are the ways you have to approach these things, you know. And, later on, it was a two-hour meeting debate. There was another clergy person. It was a woman, and she says, "I've got a voicemail from one of your customers that say you're a bad person and that you don't treat your people right and all that." I said, "Really?" She says, "Yeah." I said, "Where's the voicemail?" She's right here on my cell phone. I said, "Well, please play it for us." And she goes, "No, I can't do that." And, you know, we kind of went on with a few others, and finally they just said, "Okay, we're done." And as we got up, I looked at the gal, and I said, "Can I hear that voicemail?" She says, "Okay." So she gave me the phone, and she let me hear it. And all it was she did call my customer, and the customer called back and said, "I got your voicemail. I was just returning your call." That's all that was on the voicemail.
Wow.
She had lied about the... So what I did is I just played the voicemail, and I turned the speaker on our phone. I said, "You need to listen to this, everybody." And the rest of the clergy people around the room, you could just see their heads start, you know, shrinking down. And when the voicemail finished, and they all walked out of the room. And these are the type of things Trump has to do.
Wow. Yeah, no, I agree with you. And he's missed so many opportunities, but I think he's locked in to just trying to use the same rhetoric, and he thinks that people are going to pick it up. I will tell you something, though. I was with somebody today, staunch Democrat, but she looked at me and she said, I was voting for Trump pretty much until over the weekend. She said, I'm looking at all this stuff, and I was fine with him attacking the man, but I was not fine with him attacking the woman. All right? And I think that's where he didn't just go sideways. He made a U-turn over the side of a small cliff. You don't attack the mother.
You don't. And here's the thing. You have to go on the offensive because, quite honestly, Mitt Romney didn't. He did not play the offense all the time like he should have. You know, I played college sports, basketball and baseball and that. And I'm a firm believer the best defense is a good offense, okay? And so you got to go after him. But you do it in a way that's professional. You know, you don't slander him. You don't berate him. You don't anything like that. What you do is you expose their weaknesses and their lies and their misinformation and all that kind of stuff. And somehow Trump has to understand that when he's out in those arenas, he just can't fire off the cuff like he's used to doing. He needs to step back for a second, think about it, because he's a smart man, and then rephrase things in a way that exposes the other people and makes him look good.
Yeah, I'm concerned. Look, I look at the people he surrounds himself with, and that gives me comfort. When you see the people that he's got or he's considering or he's talking about, you look at his list of Supreme Court choices, it kind of takes that whole rough edge off for me personally. And I don't expect it to be like that for everybody. But he's not going to get a chance to appoint those people. He's not going to get a chance if he keeps scaring the crap out of people. I don't know if you saw today's poll about who they trusted more with the nuclear button, or Hillary. Whew,
yep.
That was killer. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. David Bigo joins me, author, commentator, and speaker, also the author of the book Devil at Our Doorstep. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, can you see? I lost 10 pounds. Look, take a look. Right? You know how I did that? What are you laughing for? I went to Supercuts. All right, cost me, I think, $11, and they cut my hair, and now I even got to readjust the camera because, you know, it looks like a big space now between the top of my head and the ceiling, so... But anyhow, always, you know, some of you made fun of me and my hair. My wife loves to make fun of my hair. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, we have a live chat room going on up there, and there are smarter people than us. If I bore you to death, you can always find somebody in the chat room to speak with. But one of my favorite guests I have on the show, David Beagle, joins me. He's my SEIU slayer, as I like to call him. He's an author, a speaker, and just an all-around great guy. I mean, really... down-to-earth guy, and I always appreciate his viewpoint on things because, you know, he's one of those big, bad business owners that has a bunch of employees and businesses across the country, and you know how that is. They all take advantage of their employees, right? At least that's what the left would like you to believe. But there are a lot of guys out there, like David, well, I like to say like myself, who care about their employees. They're not just employees. They're family, and that's why they have successful businesses, because they treat their employees like family. David, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks, and I'd like to comment on what you just said. You know, you got to take care of your employees and, you know, treat them like family and make them feel comfortable in that. And one of the things I do, and I did it this morning, is that on the way to work, there's a small town between our home and our office, and there's this little donut shop. And this guy makes the best donuts in the world, okay? I mean, these people love him. And his donut shop's kind of a little hole in the wall, to be honest with you. But I go in there and I buy several dozens of donuts and take them into the people in the office. And I'll tell you what, it is like bees swarming to honey.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. No, they and yeah. Little stupid little things. Look. When I worked out of the radio station itself, I used to bring pizza every Friday. We had a sponsor that would give me Sicilian pizza on Fridays, and I'd bring it in there. And you thought that I was, you know, the pizza god. They were so excited and happy to have pizza in there on Fridays. But Anyhow, but David, let's get back to actually working. You know, I'm looking at the numbers. They're at 138,000 new jobs. However, they were expecting what? Almost 300,000 new jobs, but you don't hear anything about that, right? You know, the news is not talking about that at all. The second quarter has been adjusted to what, a 1.2% GDP. This will be the first president in history that hasn't had one quarter, at least one quarter, that hit 3% GDP. But if you listen to the DNC, he is the best president to ever have graced his presence in the White House, right?
Well, and that speaks to exactly what I'm saying about Trump. He needs to expose these things, and he needs to stick to the facts on that. Because like when the SEIU attacked me, they said, well, you know, EMS and Dave Vigo, you know, he treats his employees bad. They make less than other people on that. But, you know, when we went around and we debated them and talked about these things, we talked to our employees and our customers and our vendors and the press. You know, Joe, the truth was we paid more than the union did. And we did the right things, and we exposed their lies and the fact that in a lot of cases, you know, when they went in and forced unionized people, they didn't negotiate very good wages or benefits or anything like that, because at the end of the day, it was all about the dues money for their own pockets and their political agenda. And these are the things that Trump really needs to talk about in an even voice like we're talking tonight.
Yeah, every group has. I don't care, you know, they may want to hide it. And the DNC, let's just be honest about it, they hid so much during that during their convention. And mainstream media helped them. Mainstream media was complicit in making sure that people didn't believe that all those things were going on. There are, you know, thank God for smartphones, because we have clip after clip after clip of the nasties that was going on down there. I actually posted one up on my Facebook page if anybody wants to check it out, where there are a whole bunch of guys that surrounded the Bernie people, okay, because they didn't want them seen. They didn't want their sign seen. They didn't want any of that stuff seen. So they looked like 40 ushers just getting up in front of them and not letting them be seen by the cameras. So they're willing to do anything to make people believe that they're doing the right thing, that they're the party of love. And, you know, they had their kumbaya moment. Nothing. Nothing could be further from the truth, you know? So irritating.
Well, that's exactly right. And I don't know if you remember, and your audience probably doesn't know, but I was the one that really was responsible for getting Right to Work passed here in Indiana. And, you know, there's enough people have read my first book, The Devil at My Doorstep, and several union members up in Michigan. They worked for a Ford plant up there, and they're UAW members, and they read it. And they had me come up there, and I worked with them to help get Right to Work passed in Michigan. And one of those union members now is writing his own book, going after the unions and what their true agenda is. And I've been, you know, kind of proofreading it for him. And one of the things that his comment was very interesting is that, you know, the union bosses and their political allies, which is the Democratic Party, is all about rhetoric, you know, telling people what they want to hear and what they're going to do for them and what they shouldn't believe in and what's wrong with the capitalistic society and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, if you do our way and in more of a socialistic society, we're going to take care of you and you're going to get everything you want and all that kind of stuff. And basically what this guy is saying in the book is union members around the country have woke up to the fact that this doesn't work.
Well, you know, I think you see that more and more places. Listen, I don't know if you caught this, and I may be one of the few guys that did. Maybe I'm just making it up. I don't know. But here's the deal. Do you remember when Nancy Pelosi, in talking about the bump that Trump was getting, she said that the Republicans / Trump were getting these bumps from these low-educated voters, all right? And I listened to the conversation going on, and it dawned on me, they have stopped using the word blue-collar worker, because the blue-collar worker was the factory worker, was the, you know what I'm saying? It was their core group. That's not their core group anymore. That core group of blue-collar workers are now turning and moving towards the Republican Party, and I say that for two reasons. One is, When I'm watching these interviews being done and columns being written by the average Joe in New York, in Chicago, in D.C., they're doing these interviews in the streets with hardcore, staunch Democrat, construction workers that are going, they're Trump all the way. The Dems have left us. You know, my party has left me. I'm going with Trump. And I'm thinking, wow, when you have a hardcore New Yorker, a guy out of D.C., a guy out of Chicago or Detroit saying they're voting for Trump, the Dems are in trouble.
Well, that's true. And it goes beyond that because, you know, even the people in the service industry like we're in, like Miriam the Mighty in my book, she's getting a lot of people to get behind Trump because, you know, they're tired of the union bosses and then take advantage of using their union dues for politics and things that they don't agree with and not take care of them. And it's interesting where it's going. However, you know, Trump, because of his rhetoric and, I mean, the way he says things and, you know, his outspoken nature, he's turning off a lot of the mainstream Republicans, which is hurting him right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also not embracing the Hispanic community, because I can tell you that, you know, we know from, you know, being in business and for many years, and, you know, we have Hispanics working for us, but they're legal. We do the background checks and everything like that. And they like working for us, but they're also against Hispanics that come over the border and aren't legal and are getting jobs being paid under the table, which lowers wages across the country in that. And if Trump would address all these things in a positive manner, in a manner that, you know, you're Hispanic or you're Muslim or something like that, and talk about, instead of what your ethnic background is, your religious, the fact that are you good people, are you legal, are you people that live by the laws of this country, we love you, we want you to be here, we're just trying to straighten this country out. If he would do those things, he would be more successful.
I know. I so much agree with you. Now, look, we're going to go for a break here in a second, and I want to talk a little bit about the unemployment rate actually ticked up. Did you hear about that? Was that news all over the place?
No, I didn't hear that. How much did it tick up?
Well, it's not major, but it went from 4.7 to 4.9, right? So, but you didn't hear about that, did you? Not a word.
No.
Right? And the forecast is it's going to go up to 5% here shortly. So I'm saying to myself, we'll never hear any of that, especially not now. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Look at, drink cold coffee because you're not going to want to miss the next segment. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
Violation. It's crazy. And I bet you they're not doing it to any liberals. So we're going in, so hold on a minute.
Okay.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. A lot going on up there. Smarter people than I in the chat room. And if you head over to Facebook, we're actually broadcasting live on Facebook. And I really want to appreciate the people that are tuning in and checking it out and that kind of stuff. I think last week, by the end of the week, we got to 2.2 million sets of eyes, if you would. Well, if you're a guy like me, you only have one set of eye, or one eye, so to speak. Anyhow, I do appreciate the time that you spend checking us out. And you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. David Bigo joins me, as he does from time to time and more often as we get further along in this race. And, David, thanks so much for being with me today.
Again, Joe, it's always a pleasure.
Hey, David, where can people find your book, Devil at Our Doorstop, Devil at Our Doorstep, and then hit your website to find out about the articles that you write on a regular basis?
TheDevilAtOurDoorstep.com, and they can get my book there. There's a area where they can get a discount on it, and they can read my blogs, and they can also sign up for my newsletter, The Devil at Our Doorstep.
Yeah, you're one of the few blogs that I get and actually read. I mean, people send me stuff all the time, but I don't have time to read some of it, and some of it's way, way over my head, but you put it in such a way that we can all understand and get it, whether you own a business or not. I think some of the posts that you put up really plays to both sides. People that are just employees, and I don't mean it in a bad way, but you were just an employee instead of an employer, you'll see what the employees are up against. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, when I fought the SEIU, I didn't do it because I wanted to fight the unions. I did it because I was trying to protect my employees' rights. Yeah. And, you know, that's what people in this country, and, again, I woke up when the SEIU attacked me. Yeah, people understand that the SEIU and their union buddies and their political buddies are all about control in this country. They want to control us.
You know, David, my wife and I teach her all the time. I always say, you white people don't get it. And I do that in a tongue-in-cheek kind of way because I grew up in Boston with the mafia. And I always say to people, you know, you people said they don't do things like that or people don't do things like that. I go, yes, they do. I saw it growing up. You don't know what people will do to each other for money or power. And, you know, we've got to wake up and see that going on. When you, again, the DNC is a government-sanctioned mafia. I don't know any other way to put it. When you look at what they do, and, you know, everybody's making fun of Trump today, including our El Presidente. You know, the elections are rigged. Well, you know what? They are rigged. There was a 100-page report that came out about how they rigged the primaries for the Dems, and that if it had worked out properly, if it had gone down justly, if you would, Bernie would have won.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing, and that's what these people do. And, you know, I know a lot of people, I have friends that are Democrats and that, but they're Democrats because, you know, their grandfathers and great-grandfathers were Democrats. They are naive to the fact that it's not the same party anymore, that these people who are radically different and they want to fundamentally change this country, just like Obama has said when he came into office.
Yeah, but they don't believe it, David. They think, I won't say they think it's a joke. It's not that they think it's a joke. They feel that that we're so bad to begin with that Obama's going to make it better. You know, he's going to make it better for the kids so they can go to school. He's going to make it better for the. Well, I got news for you. We might be you know, two old white guys. Forgive me for putting it that way, but when you know as well as I do, Daddy handing you stuff or government in this case doesn't make you appreciate it anymore. When you work for something, when you've put some of your own money into it, you tend to take care of it. You tend to make it last longer, and all of that. Right?
Well, that's exactly right. It gives you incentive to work harder and persevere and, you know, persistence and all the things that it takes to be successful in life. And, but Joe, and I've told people this over and over and over again, they don't want that because what they want is they want a society where everybody makes about the same amount of money, works about the same productivity rate, you know, about as hard.
Right.
And, so, because when you have people like that, they're not jealous of each other and you're easier to control.
Right.
And that's what this is all about.
Yeah, and it's irritating as heck. Again, I don't know how you get to the people. Trump was making inroads, and he may still be making inroads to the average worker. But the irritant again is the fact that the upper echelon, if you would, look at Hillary. She doesn't have to deal with anything right now. She is sitting back and allowing all that noise and all that crud to take place. Come on, English, Messina. She's allowing all that to take place, and he's feeding her. He's, like you said, he's loading their gun for them.
Yeah, he is, and he's got to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Instead, he's got to expose them and put them, you know, in a situation where they have to explain themselves and have to defend what they're doing and all that. And, you know, that's what I did with the SEIU. Again, and I'll go back to my book. You know, down in Cincinnati, the SEIU had infiltrated the city council down there, and they were going to stop one of our customers from building a new building downtown and not give them the zoning permits and all that. And you know why? Because we were the cleaning company, and we had not agreed to be sign the neutrality agreement. And, you know, the company called me, and they said, Dave, look, you've been our vendor for years. We like your company and we agree with your politics and everything like that. But, you know, we spent a lot of money on this. We need your help here. And I said, okay, here, and this was on a Thursday morning. I said, here, you tell the city council and the SEIU, I'll debate them in front of the city council. And they said, can you win? I said, yeah, I'll win. And they said, okay. And they called me back Thursday afternoon. They said, okay, it's set up for next Monday at 1 o'clock. And I said, I'll be there, and I'll have my attorney sitting there, too. They said, okay. And Sunday afternoon, I got a call from them, and they said, Dave, it's been called off. The SEIU's back down. They're going to pass the zoning and other permits we needed to go out with our building. Thank you. And this is what you have to do.
Yes.
With people like Hillary, you got to put them in a position where they're tongue-tied or they don't even want to go out on the same stage with you.
Right. I agree with you. I think we should be doing this and every single time. I think that every time that somebody on the left lays out this big lie, we need to lay out the big truth. And it's one of the things, you and I talked about this a long time ago. And I said, if the Republicans would get on the floor, you know, the House floor, and every time the Dems say, well, you know, they're wrong about jobs, this administration has created more jobs than any other, they need to put a big 4x8 whiteboard out there, and they need to lay it out in plain, simple English. And say, no, they're lying to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, absolutely. And that goes back to, you know, you want to talk about the jobs report, stuff like that. Well, when you look at all that and what the unemployment rate is, but let's take a step back and look. How many people are not even out looking for jobs now? They're not even, you know, what is it, 62% or something like that?
Oh, the dropped out of the workforce? Yeah, there's 60-some-odd million people that have simply stopped looking for work, okay?
Right.
And we have 95 million people, 94 and change million people, with a couple hundred thousand people out of work, right? 94 and change million people that are out of the workforce totally, that they're just totally unemployed. I don't get how they tout that as a win.
Well, it's because they don't want to tell you the truth behind it. And if you put those numbers in, the unemployment rate would be closer to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the problem. And these are the things that Trump needs to bring out and show the American people. And then just talk in positive terms how he will, you know, improve the economy and reduce terrorism in this country and how he'll handle the Middle East and all that kind of stuff. And if he would just do those things in a common sense manner, I think he would just destroy Hillary.
Yeah, and you're right. If he would do the common sense thing as far as, well, yeah, just the unemployment rate, just the GDP, and say, you know, Hillary's running around and she's talking about A, B, and C, and here you have a 1.2% GDP. Well, how is that good? And she's part of that. And then what else did she was touting at one point in time how she started the Iran deal, and it's a great deal, and it's a great deal for this country, the whole nine yards. And, you know, look what's happening with it now. Look where it's at now, and she's now distancing herself from it. And people just can't remember I don't know if they can't remember these lies or they're just not plugged in. I don't know which.
Well, this is what the union bosses, and again, the Democratic Party learned all this from, you know, the unions. This is a Linsky style of thing. And they prey on the fact that people won't remember or they're naive enough or they don't pay attention in that. And they just bring up these things when they think it's opportunistic. And that's when you have to go in and expose them for what they really are. And we got to get Trump to do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know how you're going to do it when you get in front of him, you know, slip in my number. Love that. Would love to interview him. No, I think you look at this stuff and you say to yourself, it really is common sense. He can't attack this like somebody attacking him, his family, or his business. This is politics. This simply happens. Hey, David, we're up against the time. Go ahead and tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Well, they can go to my website, thedevilatourdoorstep.com, and like I say, my blogs and my book, and if they have any comments or that, there's an area in there where they can email me, and I will always respond.
Yeah, I do appreciate it, and I do appreciate the time that you're with me. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. I've got a lot coming up in the next hour. Michael Housen is going to join me in the third hour. You know, it's the libertarian versus the conservative. Always a fun time here. You are listening to The Real Side. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.